happiness and overcame, and opening up my lips will reveal my name. For my mouth will utter truth, and wickedness is exalted, and loathsome to my lips. All the words of my mouth are righteous. There is nothing contrary to truth and perverted, or perverted. There are straightforward to them who understand, and right to those who find knowledge and live by it. Take my instruction rather than silver, and take knowledge rather than first gold. For wisdom is better than rubies, and all the desirable things are not comparison.
Wow, that says so much right there. Because see, we live in a world right now where it's having us chase after things. And here, the word is telling us that wisdom and knowledge is more than silver and gold. Because if we have that wisdom and knowledge, all those things we can get. And that's the part too often we miss. We miss that point. It says, receive my instructions instead of silver and knowledge rather than choice gold. That is so powerful. Okay, you got
to
comment.
Well, I want to go back to something we were talking about earlier.
Okay.
Being uncomfortable when you go into the room with other people. We can take that a step further. How about when we have Christians that believe in Jesus, believe in God, but when they get around somebody that doesn't quite feel that same way, we don't say anything, or we conform to what they're saying.
That's powerful. And that's the part where even like we can't be afraid to come in front of what is not right. You know, and not come in front of it like demeaning or making someone feel less than. You come in front of it with love and understanding. You got, Jesus spent all his time with people who wasn't doing right. And what they desired was to do it differently from being around him. And because he was an example for them, and he still loved on them in spite of it, but letting them know the way you're going is not the right way. And made them have to reflect on themselves and make a choice, not demeaning them, but make a choice to do it differently. And that's what it's about.
Yeah, we got a comment. Yeah,
I really agree with you back on a couple of scriptures because it's just very, very clearly for those who are very away from it. When we first mean something, and every word means something, and they do something. When we say hear, this scripture starts off with hearing wisdom. We always think, most people think physical. Hearing means ear. Seldom do most people think hearing meaning do you understand and receive. And I believe a lot of times, particularly when we're young at this, or when we've been real rebellious at this, the two are connecting. I hear you. Audibly, I hear it. But the mind and the heart are not connecting to bring the understanding to the word that tells you about the understanding, which changes the heart. So if we can talk about getting the not just the physical hearing, the audible, but the hearing meaning I received.
Yes. And that's important, you know, because we can be around a whole lot of information, but nothing is being receptive, you know, because, and if it's not receptive, you can't bring it back to remembrance. And that's the important part right there, because I can remember as a young man getting some information that I wasn't ready for. However, I did receive it. So I was able to bring it back to remembrance when I was mature enough to understand what it meant. You know, but if you don't receive it, you're going to have nothing to bring back to remembrance. And that's why it's so important that you fully listen and comprehend what you're taking and you receive it. You put that receiver on. So can you read what it says in the lesson for that? Right here on the paper.
Hear, O Israel,
under wisdom.
Wisdom is better than maturity of wealth. Silver and gold can be bought, but wisdom brings lasting success and security.
Yeah, it could be the next one.
True wisdom leads to righteous living. My mouth will speak truth, looking at it and abominations around it.
And those are scripture. And what it says right here, it says that wisdom is better than material wealth. And see, the world has us chasing the material wealth with no wisdom. And that's why so many people get money, and after a period of time, they no longer have that wealth because they had no wisdom on how to manage what they got. And then they had people around them who knew they didn't know how to manage it and took advantage of their lack of wisdom. Here it says, people often chase money, status, and possessions, but true success comes from seeking wisdom and living with integrity.
That reminds me of Pastor Fred always saying how people think the top, and they get all the way to the top, and they push right back over. That's exactly what that reminds me of.
They get to the top, they get pushed right over the edge. They get pushed right over the edge. All right, so we're going to go on to verse 12 through 21. And it says here, y'all got to excuse me, I'm going back and forth because I can see clearly with my glasses off, but looking out, I can't see at all. So it says, and I'm coming out of the Amplified, godly wisdom resides with the prudence, good judgment, moral courage, and astute common sense. And I find knowledge and discretion. The reverent fear and worship are of the Lord. The worshipful awe of the Lord includes the hatred of evil, pride and arrogance, and the evil way, and the perverted mouth I hate. Counsel is mine and sound wisdom. I am understanding power and strength are mine. By me kings reign, and rulers decide and decree justice. By me princes rule and nobles, all who judge and govern rightly. I love those who love me, and those who seek me early and diligently will find me. Riches and honor are with me, enduring wealth and righteousness, right standing with God. My fruit is better than gold, and even pure gold. And my yield is better than the choicest silver. I, wisdom, continuously walk in the way of righteousness, in the midst of the paths of justice, that I may cause those who love me to inherit wealth and true riches, and that I may fill their treasures. My goodness. That was a mouthful again. I tell you, as I was going through this here proverb itself about wisdom was having me on fire because it's so exciting to see. The more you spend time in the Word, the more wisdom and knowledge that you can obtain. And it's, like I said, it's more powerful than having material things because this here, you could never lose. And too often, we chase after things of this world that we can lose at any time.
You got a comment, but she wants to read something.
Because it's just so real. Reading out of the message Bible. The same version Pastor Rob just read. And it says, I am Lady Wisdom, and I live next to sanity. Knowledge and discretion live just down the street. The fear of God means hating evil. Fool ways I hate with a passion. Pride and arrogance and crooked talk. Good counsel and common sense are my characteristics. I am both insight and the virtue to live in it out, in and out. With my help, leaders rule and lawmakers legislate fairly. With my help, governors govern along with all in legitimate authority. I love those who love me. Those who look for me find me. Wealth and glory accompany me. Also, substantial honor and a good name. My benefits are worth more than a big salary. Even a big salary, the returns on me exceed any imaginable bonus. You can find me on Righteous Road. That's where I walk, at the intersection of Justice Avenue, handing out life to those who love me, filling their arms with light, armloads of life.
You know, as I said earlier today, as I was reading this, all I thought about was the Holy Spirit. All I thought about was the Holy Spirit. The wisdom of God is the Holy Spirit. And the more we grab hold of this, the more bountiful we will be, the stronger we will be. You know, and it says here, wisdom is practical. It helps us make good decisions, avoid pitfalls, and lead successful lives. You know, as she was reading that, it talked about how kings and noblemen followed that wisdom. But one thing they said is that they have a relationship with God. You know, and that's the part, because see, some of them have some wisdom, but no relationship with God. And it leads to peril. You know, and we see it all while sharing with the kids in our leadership class. I said, are there good leaders and bad leaders? And I said, just think about around the world where it's different leaders all over. And I said, right here in America, they would say the leader of North Korea is a bad leader. But people in North Korea may say he's a good leader. It comes from a sense of perspective. You know, however, truth is truth. It's only one truth. You know, but we don't really know. And this is where it goes, where what you hear or what you see could be deceiving. Because if you don't live in North Korea, how do you really know what they're saying is true? You know, sometimes we base so much of what we know off of what someone else tells us and not what we experience. And that's what the illusion comes in with that magician that I was talking to about earlier today, as far as the illusion of the world and how God just deals with truth and the miracles of Jesus. That was facts. There was no illusion about it. It happened. You can see it. There was no question. Compared to some of the things that we have to deal with, we base it off of what other people say. It says here, the fear of the Lord is hatred of evil. Verse 13. True wisdom starts with honoring God and rejecting sin. You know, and that's what I was sharing with the students today about choices. You know, making a choice to do what is right. And if your teachers and them are telling you what's right, you got a choice to do what they're telling you to do or do what you want to do. Which way you want to go? You know, and that's the same thing with us. And too often we make decisions based on how we feel and what we think. And it's not the right decision.
I
want to
say that you have that's important. You can't hear the kids and let them be funny because I just have 27 young kids working on the listening. But now that I'm gaining wisdom and I'm learning from the people around me, it's so important to listen, and that's just so big because God places people in your life to teach you things and show you things, and with our lack of immaturity, with our immaturity and not listening, we readily just be blocking our blessings and with God not in store to plan for us because we so stuck on trying to do it our way.
Yeah, and that's so That's so important. And here it says, wisdom brings riches, honor, justice, and righteousness. Verse 18 to 21. And that's based off of listening. Like Pastor Ray said earlier, we only know in part. And the only way you're going to know more is you got to listen, you got to get word, you got to participate. That's the only way. If you're stuck in with only what you know, how you going to get it? And if you surround yourself with people who don't know anything or just know just as much as you, what are you getting?
And I want to say one more thing I like to talk about me. And personally, that I'm working a lot. I do know a little bit. I know a little bit. But really, I'm trying to work on, even when I do know something, biting my tongue and just let people say what they got to say, because even though I know what I'm talking about, sometimes it's important to let somebody talk. Because a lot of people don't have faith, and a lot of people like, he won't even listen to me. He think he know everything. I'm not going to waste my time, my breath on this person just because you won't sit there and listen. Because you quick to react, you quick to answer back before they even done talking. And they're in the middle of talking, oh yeah, then you go, they like, I can't even get through to this person because he won't just sit there and listen.
Yes, yes. And you said something very important. And even for a person who has knowledge, it's important for us to be able to listen. Because we got to hear the other person's point of view. We have to understand where they're coming from. Jesus never just pushed himself on anybody. He listened to what people had to say, and then gave advice, gave stewardship for them, And I think that's the important part. And sometimes we who have information, we just want to blurt it out. Definitely if we feel somebody is going in the wrong way. And what happens is, and I learned this in management, it says if you attack a person on what they're doing wrong, they already put up a block. So they stop receiving what you're saying off the top. And it's always good to come at when you share with somebody, talk about what they're doing right. Remind them of what they're doing right and not just correct them on what they're doing wrong. Show them. Be an example for them. As I tell my employees before, I said, look, anything I ask you to do is something that I've already done. I'm never going to ask you to do something that I haven't done myself. And sometimes I'll be like, and if I got to do it myself, that means I don't need you to do it. But it's a place of letting them know, look, I'm not asking you to do something that I can't do myself or I haven't done. And that's what people need to hear. They need to hear from people who had that experience, and it'd be a lot easier for them to receive it, because sometimes people be talking from stuff that they don't even understand. They haven't been through that. So it's hard for you to really receive them because they haven't been through what you've been through, And that's why it's important for us to relate to one another on the levels that people are,
One more thing. You can almost tell a wise person when you know why, and you see a wise person, because you look at them go off and be talking for days about something, and they'll just let you go just for you to get them talking. They're like, I know.
Yeah.
Like, I know. You know what I mean? I knew that. I just wanted to hear your point. Let you go off, you're like, I know. And me, I'm like, I've been cutting them off. So I'm like, oh, good.
So it says here, it says, if you see modern application, and based on what we deal with in today's society, it says, if you seek wisdom first, godly character, discipline, discernment, the rest, finances, opportunity, and relationships will follow. And I'm talking from my own experience, and I say this a lot. A lot of things I'm doing, I've never done before. Pastor Ray tells me, stop saying that. But I believe it's a good thing because I'm growing in information and in wisdom. So every new experience, and that's why I get excited about the future, because the more I open myself up to receive new things and do new things, it gets me excited, and I want to share that, because because I look forward to doing new things, things I've never done before. You know, and that's what this life is about. That's what it's about. God wants us to experience the abundance of this life. So do you want to read verse 22 to 31? The wisdom role in creation. And this is where I talk about wisdom is the Holy Spirit. You know, because it has a major role.
The Lord created and exalted me at the beginning of his way. The Lord has worked upon me. From everlasting I was established and ordained. From the beginning before the earth existed. When there were no ocean depths, I was born. When there were no fountains and springs overflowing with water. Before the mountains were settled, before the hills, I was born. While he had not yet made the earth and field, for the first of the dust of the earth. When he established the heavens, I was there. When he drew a circle upon the face of the deep. When he made the firm skies above. When the fountain and springs of the deep became fixed and strong. When he set for the sea. Its boundaries so that the waters would not transgress. His command when he marked it. Then I was beside him as a master craftsman. I was daily in delight, rejoicing before him always, rejoicing in the world and his inhabited earth, and having my delight in his sons of men.
Wow. Now, those who have a relationship with the world. For me, that sounds like the Holy Spirit, the wisdom of God. You know, and he said that was the master work. I was the master work. So when God spoke, it came to pass, and he was a part of that. Here it says, wisdom was with God before creation. It is a part of his divine nature. And then it says, everything in creation operates by God's wisdom, order, design, and purpose. You know, and I ask kids today, I'm like, you believe you were created by God? And they're like, yes, we were. And we talked about Jesus going to the cross for us, and I was reminded them this is the time we're coming, as we're celebrating. Because of our shortcoming, because we're not perfect, because we're going to make mistakes. And I say, and that's what Jesus died for. But God created us in his perfect wisdom and goodness. However, because of sin, we make mistakes, and we're going to continue to make mistakes. But we have a choice. You know, we have a choice. And that's where that wisdom and listening and being around the right type of people, and that's what I shared with them. I said, you have teachers in your life, you have parents in your life, and I said, most of all, you have God in your life to help you grow to be better. And it comes down to us making a choice and listening and being obedient to what's being told to us. And it says here, wisdom is not just knowledge, but a foundational principle for life. And here in application, it says, when we align our lives with God's wisdom, we live according to his design and experience purpose and fulfillment. We experience purpose and fulfillment. And that's the exciting part. And that's why I remind people all the time that it's important for us to spend time in this world. There's nothing new under the sun. Nothing new. Everything we experience right now in this world, God talked about. He spoke about that in the Word. So it's not a surprise, and that's why it's important for us to spend time in this Word, so we're not surprised by what's going on and happening around us. And having that wisdom and knowledge of who God is, we wouldn't be tossed and turned by every whim that happens in our lives or around us. You want to read the final call, verses 32 to 36. The final call to listen and obey. I'll read it.
Blessed are they who keep my ways. He instructs them to be wise and do not ignore or neglect it. Blessed is the man who listens to me, watching daily at my gate, waiting at my doorpost. For whoever finds me finds life and obtains favor and grace from the Lord. But him who fails to find me or sins against me injured himself. All those who hate me love and court and court that.
Wow. And it says, that's verse 32 to 36. And too often, we fail to listen and obey. I know from my own experience, when I didn't listen, nothing good happened. It was always negative. I mean, sometimes it might seem like nothing happened for a little while, and I was okay, and I experienced some things, but lo and behold, not too long after, the wheels fell off, and turmoil came into my life, and just different trials and tribulations happened because I chose not to listen. You know, and that's the part where the enemy have us thinking that everything is okay when we make those decisions. And he don't tell us about the pitfalls. And that's why it's so important for us to get in the Word, because look, right here, it's letting us know if we don't listen and pay attention, there's pitfalls. There's pitfalls that's guaranteed. There ain't no question about it. And what happens is because it don't happen right away, we don't recognize it for what it is. There we go.
Can you think of a time, a specific warning you received from wisdom and what you did not do? We need to share those things. How do people know? You know, we who are in love with God get the concept. But when you're learning this thing, you need to be able to have sometimes some comparison. So, specific direction you received. And you did just the opposite. And then how did you bring it up?
You want to share? Because I have a whole bunch. It's too numerous to even talk about. But I always, you know, like you said, most of the time I talk from my own experience. I can't speak from nobody else's experience. I only can speak from my experience and what God has done in my life. And my life is full of those experiences. You know, even people on the way, people hear about me talking about spending 13 years in prison. You know, that comes from making that choice opposite of what God was telling me to do. I can remember, and I think I shared with you, the day it happened, my friends, my associate, his grandmother was saying, y'all better not go out there and get in no trouble. Y'all just need to stay on inside here. And I'm like, Miss Johnson, me. Miss Johnson, don't worry about it. We ain't going to do nothing. We are, and knowing I had malice in my heart. You know, and I wasn't going out to do anything good. You know, and sometimes we don't even have that intention. But I knew my attitude and what I was feeling at that time, it wasn't nothing positive. You know, and I still went anyway. You know, and that was a warning. I can remember that like it was yesterday, because that was a warning. God was trying to reel us back in, reel me back in, because I don't even know if anybody else paid attention to it, because I responded to it. So I know I heard it.
So what I just heard from you, Pastor Paul, is the the words is talking about. Sometimes wisdom's voice is gentle and soft.
Yes.
Not giving you a specific. You don't you do that.
Yes.
Okay. But that wisdom will say something to you that should put you on pause for a few minutes if you don't push past.
Yes. And you know what happens is because it's what we want to do and what we feel and what we think, we push past. You know, and that's that part where sometimes you just gotta be still for a minute and just reflect. Don't make a rushed decision. You know, and that's something I've learned and I've learned to base my decisions on how is this gonna affect the people who I say I love. Not just myself, because if it's just based off of me, it's a whole lot of stuff I would do. But when it's based off of how it's gonna affect other people, and that's what I had to experience. That was my pit. I had to experience how my decision affected so many other people. And I know even today, decisions I make, it has an effect on other people. And that's what I think about, and that's what keeps me grounded. You want to share something?
Yeah, well, it kind of reminds me of what you just said. Growing up, I never listened to them. Don't you do this, don't you do that. I kind of wanted to fight back and forth and like, I'm going to do that. But in Utah, right? So, what else I was going to say is what we do affects the people we love. And it reminds me of the situation with my friend Ramirez. And he always would tell me stuff, but he never was like, don't do this, don't do that. Sometimes he would do it with me, but he didn't need more of the calm side. But it was a time to where I was sharing with Pastor Brown the other day where he had told me, don't drink and drive one time, and don't drive. I'm like, bro, it's my car, I'm going to drive, blah, 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 blah. Nobody's going to drive my car. I ended up getting into an accident under the influence, and from his unconditional love, he told me to do the right thing, and he took like a charge from me, and tickets and everything. But that incident actually helped me listen, because I wouldn't listen to none else, but I could tell he was hurt, and this then changed me as a friend, it changed me as a person, and it made me realize that I just lost Damien, my best friend, because of my crazy decisions. I'm like, this ain't that important. It's more important. I got in trouble, and I was all right with it, but now I'm getting him in trouble. It's hurting my heart a little bit, so that actually changed me. But he a little soft on the gentle side. He didn't say nothing, but his distance was enough. It was like, yo, I gotta get myself together before I lose the people that love me.
Wow. That's so powerful, and it ties right into what we said here. It says, listening to wisdom brings blessing and favor. Ignoring wisdom leads to destruction. It says, all who hates me loves death. You know, and too often we don't even look at some of the decisions we make in the full consequences of them. You know, because it's not unto death. You know, sometimes a lot of decisions is not unto death, and because it's not that dramatic on the surface it's not that dramatic. But in reality, that's what it's almost like. Because now you got to bring yourself back up out of that pit. And the more you dig yourself, the deeper that pit is. And the harder it is to get out of it.
I just want to share with you. You know, we're talking about wisdom. God gave advice to counsel. And I'm pushing past it. I'm going to share this. In my younger years, I'm always going to drive. I got it. But because I was my father was a truck driver, he taught me to drive. And I loved it. He taught me that he could see that I loved it. So there was a time in my life that I was struggling to keep a car. And I decided after I had gotten rid of my 67 Mustang, getting my hand up that they told me to keep it right in the money. But so I decided to go buy a greater car. I was told not to buy the car. They didn't say don't buy it. They said you might want to wait. Don't buy. You may not want to buy something right now. No, this makes more sense to me. I need to go buy this car because it'll be brand new and I got it. I'm tired of going to the repair shop with the car that was used. That I would want a brand new car than a brand new car. Brand new car. No radio in it. It had heat. And that's about all it had. Brand new car off the lot. Zero robot.
Yeah, back in the days, they didn't have radios in the car. You had to put your own radio in the car.
Oh, you bought a car with radio in it, not that. Right. I mean, the car was brand new with nothing in it, with the tires and the seats and the gear shift and stuff, right? So, 3 weeks, about a month after I bought the car, I was telling one of my sisters that she needed to take her child across town to school, and I was rushing. And around, off the state, cut off, everybody got that turn right. To me, it's detrimental, because you know you can't see to the right real good. And the car was coming to the left real fast, right? I'm a very driver. I think I got this. I pulled out. Car hit me from this way, and then the car hit me from that. Tore the brand new car up. I had to make payments on this car that I couldn't drive. Thank God there was some insurance that I couldn't drive, and then had to go get another car. What am I saying? It does cost. It not only costs you mentally, emotionally, spiritually, in the long run. Not listening to wisdom will cost you financially too.
So here it says, the modern application. Many regret bad decisions made without wisdom. Seeking God's wisdom before acting saves us from pain, regret, and consequences. You know, so this here speaks so much volume. And I pray that those who heard Lady Wisdom calling, she's calling you, she's calling all of us. And it's not about status, it's not about position. Lady Wisdom speaks to all God's children. It's up to us if we're listening and receiving. And here we spoke about some of the consequences of not listening to wisdom. Because wisdom is available to us all. So, spend time in God's Word. As we continue on in Proverbs, I pray that you be a part of it. We'd love to have you here in our audience. Again, if you want to send some questions. We'll try to answer them live if we can. If not, we'll try to get to them the following week. Here, before we go, and as I say all the time, ministry, it costs, but however, God's word is free. So if God placed on your heart to sow a seed, please sow a seed. The information will be coming up on the screen and you can sow a seed. But we look forward to having you be a part of what we're doing here at Harvest. We got a women's event coming up this Saturday. So you have some young ladies in your life, or you and your woman yourself, and you want to come be a part of what they're having. Wailing Women, Day of Prayer. They're going to be here this at 9 o'clock on Saturday. Come be a part of it. All are welcome. It's free of no cost. But what you'll get out of it, it's incomparable, you know. So please, it's wisdom, as we just spoke about. Come be a part of that here. And again, on Sundays, we're here at 10:30. Come be a part of our servicing. We welcome you here on Wednesdays at 6 o'clock. So with that, yes, it's a whole lot of stuff happening on Saturday. We have Men's Fellowship, and also Pastor Bruce is still speaking. He's going to continue to be speaking on the last days, you know. So please, come be a part of what we're doing here at Elvis. It's a whole lot of stuff going on. And we want you to be a part of what we're doing here. So with that, we got 5 key points right here that we're going to close on. So if you want to read that first 3 for us, then we're going to close out.
Living in the best of the world, and God's not going to be. This man, wisdom is more valuable than wealth, and brings success, security, and righteousness. Really, wisdom leads to life of integrity.
And the last 2, it says, number 4, God established the world through wisdom. Living wisely aligns us with his design. Number 5, ignoring wisdom leads to destruction. Following it brings blessing and favor. I don't know about you, but I want the blessing and favor. And I pray that over your life, and I pray that you seek it out for yourself.
God bless you, and you have a good night, and we look forward to seeing you here at Harvest. Wisdom, my brother, and my sister, glad to see you.